Christmas. It comes but once a year, but when it comes hard. Not much you can do about it, but hold on and enjoy the ride. Welcome, podcast listeners, to this special Christmas edition of the Naked American Songbook. I'm your host, Julian Fleischer, and in this season of giving, this is our gift to you. Santa's favorite little elf, producer Aaron Dalton, has been hard at work in the workshop cobbling together a delightful plaything for you to enjoy out of parts taken from earlier episodes, parts that we didn't have time to share with you the first time, but which, in the spirit of the season, we have Frankenstein together for you here. Now, it's perhaps unsurprising that many of my chats here on the Naked American Songbook included lots of references to Christmas music. Virtually every great singer and most great songwriters have tried their hand at the genre, and some of the results are truly timeless. Sinatra, for example, was practically a one-man Christmas industry, and his recordings were a fact of life every year for my lovely guest, Edie Falco.
Dad still has a huge collection of records, and he was always playing them and listening and sharing them throughout my whole childhood, really. Mm-hmm. But the times I remember most specifically and with the most poignancy for me was, I think, when I was in college at SUNY Purchase. I went up there. I was very shy and had a hard time in the beginning, so he would come up Friday nights, and we would drive from Westchester to way out in Long Island. I don't know what that was, a three-hour drive or mm-hmm. something. And just listen to Dad's music. And a lot of it had to do with Jonathan Schwartz.
It's one of the reasons why I like this channel, the Jonathan Channel, which is, of course, named for Jonathan Schwartz, who is somewhere in the building, I imagine, and probably now terribly jealous that he's not here talking about him with you.
Oh, I think he'll be all right.
But, I mean, he will be all right.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he would be delighted to hear the picture of you and your dad in the car driving, you know.
Hours and hours and hours.
Out Long Island listening to him talk about Sinatra,
mm-hmm.
who your father sold
music
to.
My parents, exactly right. My parents waited on.
And you brought us a couple of tunes from his Christmas album.
That's, you know, intensely evocative for me. So I'll try to keep myself together.
Oh, please don't.
For the sake of the listenership.
No.
Every Christmas around the tree, we'd go and get a tree and set it up. And Dad would set up the tree and we'd get the things. And we'd listen to Sinatra's Christmas album every single year. To the point where the kids would just roll their eyes like, dear God, Dad, so much other music has been written about this holiday. But anyway, so.
Well, this was before Mariah Carey. So what else are we supposed to play?
Well, since then, exactly.
Right.
We've just thrown the rest away. However, you know, we all grow up and families split up and people move away and things happen. And mm-hmm. you don't listen to that at Christmas time anymore. So but it's in my DNA. Yeah.
Well, great. If it's in your DNA, then I want to hear it. You brought us. Why don't you announce this song?
Oh, God. I know it's got a picture of him with, I think, holding his hat like this on the
front. The word spelled out. You have to forgive me.
J-I-N-G-L-E Bells is what it's called.
Oh, I see. So it has a rhythm.
The truth is, I don't know if that is actually what it's called.
but that's what you sent. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. We will discover the truth soon enough. But I don't actually know this recording. Mm. Which I'm both embarrassed to admit and also really excited about because I'm going to hear something freshly. And I will just say it, I'm Jewish and I'm not a big Christmas guy.
Uh-huh.
I did date someone who did Christmas in a big way and it was wonderful. It was really easy for me. I didn't really have to lift a finger. It was just very warm and pleasant. So I have good memories of Christmas.
Yeah.
But I don't know this tune and I'm eager to hear it.
Here we go.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E. Those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those happy J-I-N-G-L-E V-E-L-L-S. I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow
Doodle.
In a one-horse open sleigh.
Today.
O'er the fields we go
Doodle.
Laughing all the way.
Today, bells on bobtail ring, making our spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Oh.
jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those happy J-I-N-G-L-E. B-E-L-L-S, I love those jingle bells all the way.
Can't help it.
You know it. That was, of course,
the one and only
Mr. Frank Sinatra.
Mr. Frank Sinatra. Oh, my God. Totally gets me. Where's the eggnog?
It's quite a recording. I've never heard it, and it is immediately evocative.
Uh-huh.
But to me, it would be evocative of something that would seem a little scary almost. You know, it's so real. It's so itself. It's
uh-huh.
so, what's the word I'm looking for? It's evocative. I mean, I'm picturing you and your family actually doing this thing that to my family would appear a little exotic,
wow.
you know, sitting around the Christmas tree.
Decorating it for the most part, getting the stuff out of the boxes from last year and untangling them, and my siblings throwing the tinsel at it, and somebody screaming in the background, and huge. I mean,
decorating the tree is the thing, am I right?
It's the thing. It's the thing, but it's the thing when the kids are young and the parents are of a certain age. And then you go in and out of those phases as the kids get older and they're not around. They don't feel like participating. And so when it changes forms, it can be very troubling. But most years of my life.
Change is loss.
Yes. Whew, is it ever.
Oh, by gosh, by golly. It's time for mistletoe and holly. Tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countrysides covered with snow. Oh, by gosh, by jingle, it's time for carols and Kris Kringle. Overeating, merry greeting from relatives you don't know. Then comes that big night, giving the tree the trim. You'll hear voices by starlight, singing a Yuletide hymn. Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Fancy ties and granny's pies and folks stealing a kiss or two as they whisper Merry Christmas to you.
But man, that whole album has been my DNA.
Wow.
Seriously, in a big way.
So these are pleasant memories.
Hugely, yeah. Hugely pleasant.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I mean, I've seen Christmas trees. I guess I've never been there for the decorating part.
Huge part of it.
So the process becomes what's important about the tree.
Right.
It's the time you spend putting it together.
That's right.
As a family.
And for a kid, too. You get the tree, there's nothing on it. You get out the boxes from all the years of your growing up. It's the same damn things you've been putting on trees for years. Each year the ornaments look a little older. If there happened to be a year on, it's like, oh my God, 1975 or whatever.
It's a sentimental journey.
Yeah, for sure. And boxes of stuff that you've had. And some of it is from my dad's family or my mom's family. So it's big, very big. My Italian Swedish household it was anyway.
Right. And then somebody becomes an adolescent and it all falls apart.
Yeah. It's like, well, I can't be near at 6 o'clock on Sunday, whatever it is, you know.
Wow. That's a beautiful memory. And I love that it is so unmarred.
Mm.
You know,
it's
a snapshot of something really beautiful.
Huge, huge.
Wow. And Sinatra's played this role, I guess, in countless millions and millions of people's lives.
I have no doubt.
His voice, just the sound of his voice.
I remember hearing that particular song in department stores or something at times throughout my childhood during the Christmas season. And I was like, how did they get that from my house?
Oh, like that's where it emanates
from?
Yeah,
like how did they get that sound into somebody's other place?
Interesting.
I mean, it feels so intimate and personal.
A little later in our chat, Edie Falco told me about how, as she grew up, she developed a similarly powerful connection to the music of Joni Mitchell, a connection which I dare say I share. Now, Joni never recorded a holiday record, well, not yet anyway, but she does have a sweet, sad song that for many people has become a Christmas classic. From her masterpiece, Blue, here is River.
It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here. It stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. Putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
Doesn't exactly make you want to get busy under the mistletoe, but Joni Mitchell's River does express some of the sadness and yearning that are at least one undeniable note in the otherwise joyful chord that makes up the music of the holiday season. And it's a note that rings true for another of my guests on the Naked American Songbook this year, the actor and activist Martha Plimpton. While giving me a lecture on the life and work of crooner and horn player Jack Teagarden, she noted that all the best Christmas songs should have at least a shade of blue.
Jack Teagarden is one of my favorite jazz musicians of all time. He was big friends with Louis Armstrong, and they toured together quite a bit during a time when, of course, there was segregation to deal with, and Jack was an extremely supportive anti-segregationist, obviously.
Got you, Daddy.
I can't move a finger.
Looks like your king's laying down there by your side.
Well, I use it for trombone sometimes.
Is that all? But I ain't got no chin, Father.
Well, you better start running.
Yes, but you're gonna tan my hide.
No, I'm gonna forgive you this time.
Now you can't get from this cabin.
No, I know I
no, Father, yeah. But you ain't going nowhere.
I haven't been where I was going. I ain't going anywhere.
Dig him. You sitting here grabbing.
Yeah.
You grabbing.
What?
At the flies around you, riding.
And I just think he's also one of the best horn players in jazz. I mean, he had this marvelous improvisational style while always being true to the heart of the song, the truth of the song. And he had a sense of humor, too. There's humor in the way he plays. He's just really swinging. He's a real swinging dude.
He's sad. He's funny, he's
yeah.
smart, and he's cute.
That's right.
Is he single? Just that's all I need to know. And I have to say, I'm embarrassed to admit that I really don't know him.
He did an extraordinary rendition of The Christmas Song Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire.
Mel Torme's classic.
I happen to think that Jack Teagarden's version is probably the best because it's the most sort of sweet and rueful and soulful, and there's something sort of oddly sad about it, which I think the best Christmas songs have a little bit of sadness to them.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way, loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeers really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. From 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Just listening to that, I got echoes of Bing Crosby.
His catalog is enormous.
But how did you discover him? Did someone just pop it on the
old
controller?
No, as I described, he was on a compilation of Christmas tunes from the 40s.
Right.
I think it's a Swingin' Big Band Christmas is the one that is on, that his version of a Christmas song is on.
And as I said, when we were listening to the song, I'm actually surprised to hear that because Torme wrote that song. And I would think by the sound of Teagarden that he would predate that, but I guess not. Torme mm-hmm. once said that his grandchildren's grandchildren will be living fat because of that one tune. I mean, mm-hmm. I think it's one of the most recorded songs in the history of recorded music.
Yeah, probably.
And not a lot of people know that that is Mel Torme's song. I'm always looking for an opportunity to extol the virtues of Mel Torme. As you well know.
Absolutely.
He was the guy. I mean, mm-hmm. he was the guy.
He was one of the guys, yes. But
I will
he was
say
definitely
I don't think
a
I've
major guy.
Ever been to a live concert event that was as spine-tingling, as hair-raising, and as
really?
Thrilling. Yeah. I remember seeing Prince's 1984 tour.
Sure.
I'm dating myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw Joni with an orchestra, et cetera. But nothing
right.
had made me stand up and scream like a schoolgirl out of my mind with excitement, like a Torme concert. And I'm
really?
Not saying that to sound, you know, special or contrary. It's just an unbelievable experience. Well, you can't have it anymore. He's dead. Sorry.
Glow, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer, fly through the wintry night, little swimmer. Let not the neon make you duller. Sparkle and shine in technicolor. Although the thought may still be rankling, you made the scene before Ben Franklin. Rev up your amps and let her go. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Swim through the Christmas night, little dancer, and light the way for Blitzen Prancer. But fly with care for your protection, or you'll be in some buck collection. Dim your headlights and cut your throttle, or you could wind up in a bottle. Look out for small fry down below. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Fly right alongside old Kris Kringle. Pay no attention if you're shooed off. You know that you're a pint-sized Rudolph. Pull out the stops and flash your beacon. All of the kids down here are peeking, hoping to catch your lantern show. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Glow, little glowworm, warm the night up. You got a perfect ride to light up. No one could have a better reason to brighten up the Yuletide season. Your ladybug's abiding passion is just to see your taillight flashing. Blink once to show her you're her beau. Glow, a little glowworm, glow.
May his soul rest. And thank you, Mel, for all the years of wonderful music.
Really? The song? I mean, if he had only written songs, you know, mm-hmm. Dayenu. If
sure.
he had only written songs and played the drums.
Dayenu.
Dayenu. If he had only written songs, played the drums, and arranged.
Dayenu. Dayenu.
But then on top of it, the singing.
I know.
You know, he was Judy Garland's vocal arranger on her TV show.
I know.
And if you want to read a really, really entertaining little book, a slim volume but really packed with good stuff, is his telling. I think it's called Under the Rainbow, if I remember correctly.
Oh,
it's the story
okay.
of
yes,
his time
yes.
working on the Judy Garland show.
Oh, my goodness.
And he doesn't hold back. And there's a lot of people out there, a lot of really fanatical Garland fans who loathe Torme.
Really?
Because they feel like he swung open the door to a sacred inner sanctum that you're not really supposed to open the door to.
Huh.
Even if it's true, keep it to yourself.
Right.
You know, that's what people think.
Right.
But it's a loving book. I mean, he obviously worshipped her for good reason, but he also said, you know, honestly, it was tough.
Well, I'm sure it was.
It was tough.
Yeah.
She's Judy Garland.
Yeah, come on.
What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I hope you don't mind our dropping in. You know,
oh,
we go caroling every
no,
year.
Of course not. Please
and
come
we
in.
We thought it'd be fun.
And,
you know?
Yeah, sit down. Make yourself comfortable, please, will you? Mark?
No, gee, this is great.
Mel, I've done it. Sit right at the piano where you always sit.
Hi, Lance. Thank you, Samuel. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Mel.
Hi, Jack. How are you? A real conclave tonight.
Now, a lot of you don't know that Mel Torme is the composer and writer of all of my special material. Every show that I do, I'm very lucky to have him. And he's also been a guest on the show before, and lots of you don't know that he happened to write one of the most beautiful Christmas songs that ever was written.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Thank mm-hmm. you. Incidentally, I wrote that, you know, with Bob Wells.
Yes.
And just this year, kind of to celebrate Christmas, I wrote a brand new verse. Would anybody care to hear it at
all? Yes.
All through the year we waited, waited through spring and fall, to hear silver bells ringing and winter time bringing the happiest season of all. And I wish Judy Garland would sing the chorus in her own time.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Everybody knows. And some mistletoe help to make the season bright. tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's load of lots of gifts and toys are in his sleigh.
Close.
And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if rainbows really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Shall we have a go at some old English, shall we?
Yes.
Love and joy come to you, and to all your loved ones too, and God bless you and send you a happy new year, and God send you a happy new year.
What are you going to do about Mel Torme and Judy Garland sitting around the piano duetting in harmony to Torme's own Christmas colossus, The Christmas Song? Like I said, just hold on tight and enjoy the ride. Now, if you're one of those people who's surprised to discover how much the Jews have contributed to Christmas in America as we know it today, well, stop it, because it's true. Heck, I've got a whole show running on the Jonathan Channel called The Jews Who Wrote Christmas, the point of which is to illustrate just how many of your favorite Christmas songs were written by Jews, Torme's Christmas song being a prime example. And many a Jewish performer has gotten into the act. None more famous, imposing, or Jewish than Brooklyn's own Barbara Joan. Streisand, that is. Jog with me now as everyone's favorite Erasmus High School graduate turns Christmas into a sprint.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. We're dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank. Misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifting bank, and then we got upset. Upset? Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the fields of white on this happy Christmas night. Off we go through the snow. Bells are ringing, we'll be singing. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jing jangle. 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 Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way on a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, Barbara Joan. What are you going to do about that? It is too high to get over. It's too low to get under. You just got to let it wash over you. That is from her quintuple platinum Christmas album recorded when she was 25 years old. Merry Christmas, people who need people. Dear listeners, as we careen willy-nilly towards the beginning of the season and the end of the year, it is our fondest hope here at the Naked American Songbook that you have a joyous, loving, and naked holiday season. We look forward to bringing you a new year of Naked American episodes. All we want for Christmas are plenty of likes, tweets, shares, and posts. So if you're feeling in the spirit, please take a moment to social media us on all of the usual platforms.
The Naked American Songbook is a production of the Jonathan Channel, WNYC, and WQXR in New York City. Our Little Santa's Workshop includes The Elf, Aaron Dalton. Ellie Smerling is Rudolph. Rachel Neal runs the Island of Misfit Toys. Mike Shobe is Donner, or maybe Blitzen. And Graham Parker is Mrs. Claus. Our theme music is written by me. I'm Julian Fleischer. Thank you for listening. And this holiday season, please remember to keep it naked. Now, I'd like to take us out with a track from a record I'm very proud to say I produced, and which has become, for a certain kind of listener, you know who you are, a kind of indispensable classic. It's a shot of authentic human tonic in a sea of sentiment and commercialism. This is Kiki and Herb's Christmas record, Do You Hear What We Hear? Frosty the Snowman. I'm Julian Fleischer. Merry Christmas. God bless us, everyone.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and a face made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, let's say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silly bone, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he can laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run, we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. They led him down the streets of town, right to a traffic cop, and they only paused a moment when they heard him holler, stop, 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 stop. Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. Thumpity thump thump thumpity thump thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump thumpity thump thump over the fields of snow. Thumpity thump thump thumpity thump thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump thumpity thump thump over the fields of snow. Frosty.
Get your hand off that button. Keep it naked.